Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Lummi, you're awful quiet today. You hardly participated. It's tough when Dan's in here. Tomorrow, things back to normal.
Well, it's a lot of COVID talk. And then, you know, Dr. Dan, he was, you know, I want him to get the word out there.
You're such a pussy.
Well, I mean, it's true, you know.
You know that sugar that got encrusted on my teeth or is still on my teeth?
Oh, no.
After hours.
After a whole bag of gummies?
A thing of fruit, picking at it all day long.
You said you had a toothbrush here, right?
It what's on my teeth, Blitz, laughs at the toothbrush.
Oh, goes, okay. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, if you, like, opened up and then, like, Anna came in and, like, tried to scrub it, like a brush.
I don't want her to look there. Well, I mean, can you come look at Anna? What kind of camera adjustments are you making
so that it just you can see my whole face?
Oh,
hi.
Blitz usually has you framed up perfectly.
Yeah, I was moving around, but it's all right.
No, it was all right if she did it, but if Lummi was over there, fucking around with his camera,
I would have called him out so quick.
Yeah,
look at that. Buffalo Lummi, head,
why don't fat ass. Lummi, why don't you?
I've never said that, by the way. Lummi,
why don't you?
Just buffalo head.
Why don't you man bun your shit? You look so good.
I like the
like
curls.
Like when you man bun, man, it's hot as fuck, cuz.
Thank you. Yeah, I was gonna start doing a little man bun. I've been getting it to wear my headphones because I got a couple of those like loose.
Well, like
loose
take
curls.
Off your take off your headphones right now. Can you go man bun?
It has like two or three that hang down.
Does your hair not grow?
That's a look. That's a vibe.
Yeah, like Matt. That's kind of like a Matt Heller kind of like fuck me curls.
Well,
Matt has dead straight hair.
It annoys me because I
can fuck up on how you interpret Matt's hair and how I interpret his hair. But he will pull it back like in a little man bun and have some scraggles. Will he not?
Yeah.
Okay, it's what I was talking about. You want me to Trent Dill for you?
Sorry.
So, Lummi, you don't cut your hair supposedly, right?
I've never known.
All right. So, why is it not growing?
It's growing.
No, it's not.
No, I can man, but it's these couple short ones. It's these short ones. So, what they do is they sit here. They don't go back far enough. And when I look at Dr. Dan.
Can you put that little fuck me curl down by your eye once? Like, you know, can you do like yeah. a. No, more towards like the.
Like in the middle of your face.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hot.
Oh,
look at
my
you!
God.
Look at this. Well, Blitz. I mean, we got to do something to move the needle.
Yeah.
We're stuck at 1800. We got to get Lummi fucking full hot. Yeah, do some something.
I'll man butt it tomorrow because when Dr. Dan sits, I look over at him and this hair, it's
Lummi,
like right on my eyeball.
Kind of like frizz up. You want me to come over and style it for you?
Well, we're gonna do. How about if I do it for tomorrow and see if you
how
like
about
it?
I do it right the fuck now.
Yeah, Bubba says soon.
Okay.
Yeah, but okay.
He's always very gentle.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not gentle. I'm not a gentle person.
I know.
I got my village slides on.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Okay.
Don't touch me.
Oh, my hair. I meant my hair. You
no,
touch
she
me.
She didn't mean her hair.
Not my hair. Oh, Christ. Oh, shit. Bubba.
What?
He's a little bit balding on top,
no,
so just be careful.
Let him
I'm
be.
In the middle of something.
I'm so sorry.
Otherwise, I'll come do it to your hair.
Does anybody got a comb or anything?
No.
Look up. Be a man.
Be a man, Hogan.
Yeah, be a man.
Say, be a man, Hogan.
Be Look, a man,
are you writing
Hogan.
Down what he's saying?
Be a man, Hogan.
He doesn't have headphones on. How's he going to write down what I'm saying?
Look at me. Fuck yeah, cuh.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think.
He looks like the guy from Lost.
I was trying to think who he looks like.
Your headphones on the regular. I'm adjusted once you get your headphones up.
Bubba is the best stylist ever.
Seriously. He does look like the guy from Lost.
Yeah, start writing them down.
Bubba's talent will be better spent in a beauty salon.
Could you even fucking imagine?
Now, Look at Anna.
Gross. Why does this homeless guy work here? It's not you, it's him.
I want to take that extension cord and wrap it right around your neck.
Yes,
don't give me
do
cerebral
that.
Palsy. I won't like it.
Better utilized at a salon.
Don't fart on me. No!
Yes, give her COVID, Bubba.
No! Just hold on. No! Let's just try to play.
Is this allowed, Blitz?
Let's just
should I come in there, Lemmy?
Yeah, you should. Run in here.
Let's just try to play.
You should run in here. I think you're going to do something.
Hold on, Anna hasn't asked for help, so I'm not going to help her out.
How about helping? Oh, that would have been great.
God, so fucking irritating.
Yeah, I'll write that down.
No, say
irritation.
Bubba. Bullet says Bubba is right about being irritating.
All right, I got that too.
Thanks, Lemmy.
All right, Lemmy, give it to me.
Bubba is right about her irritation.
Bubba's talent would be better utilized at a salon.
Bubba is the best stylist ever.
And that's all I could hear from when I was listening after you massaged and molested my head amazingly.
Look at those fuck me curls, buddy.
I want you to come over here, Bubba, and
look at him. Look, I mean, isn't that a hotter look?
I want you to be from behind and pull my Anna, fucking curls.
It's just like swamp ass face.
It does. It's horrible.
Anna, I mean, Blitz.
Swamp ass face.
Thank you, Bubba. You have made me.
Look right into the camera and say, I'm fucking thick and I'm rugged.
I'm fucking thick and rugged. Bubba, come grab my fucking curls now.
You got fucking problems with me?
Yeah, you got fucking problems with me?
So
come say it to my fucking face.
Yeah.
Give me
a fucking snap your neck, bitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna snap your neck, bitch.
Yeah. And they give you a bouquet of flowers.
Look how fucking rugged you look. A goddamn caveman.
Yeah.
Say
I'm a fucking caveman. You like that?
I
do. Spicy.
Thank you, Bubba.
That's why you need to wear your hair.
Like this guy.
You need to wear your hair like that, Lummy.
I will. I'll keep it in my eyes.
What? Blitz, I swear to God, Blitz, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with I had frosted flakes and the sugar got in the crack of my teeth. And I literally feel like, Blitz, a complete fucking bag of gummy bears did not get it.
Right.
I've tried to take my toothbrush. It laughs. It's like literally.
Oh, you have. So you have tried a toothbrush.
Yes, I've tried a toothbrush.
Okay, okay.
I tried to use the metal part of toenail clippers.
Yeah, okay.
And it's like I got concrete. It's like it feels like I've chipped a tooth, and you can't chip a tooth. And you can't chip a tooth on fucking frosted flakes.
Okay, first off, bitch, I ain't that fat.
Yeah.
Bubba wants you to be that fat.
I want you to be fat as fuck.
I think you sent a picture of you.
What?
No, her. It's like I found a picture of what I think she looks like.
Is it the one that huffs?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
He's the guy from Lost. Lemmy's
did he make
twin.
It? Did he make? He had to be the first one out.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's Lemmy.
Was he popular? Did this guy become popular?
Yeah, he was like the face of Lost.
You mean the show?
Yeah, it's
Lost.
It's a show.
Have you ever seen Lost, Bubba?
Uh-uh.
Me either.
Me
it doesn't
either.
Look interesting at all.
Don't succeed.
It's Lemmy.
What the hell?
I mean, I would be snapping that bitch's neck.
I'm holding back, sir.
He has those fuck me curls.
Lummy, you are so much more rugged than this guy.
Thank you, Bubba. I hope so.
When you get
down there alone.
Do you have processing on it? What the hell is that?
When you feel so tired, but you can't.
This is a stupid show.
That's after I told you no, I wasn't going to do your beard before Wilbur came.
Yeah.
You started crying. What is Lost? Is it some kind of...
I honestly don't even know. They're, I guess, lost on an island. I really don't know the premise of the
right.
show.
Can somebody, watched it.
Can somebody give
really
me the premise
know.
Of Lost? And like, fat guys are, don't make it on islands.
Hey, Bubba, I got something that you need to watch if you haven't yet. A documentary.
It's about how they follow the lives of survivors on a plane crash on a mysterious tropical island.
Are you going to send it to me, Bleds?
It's on Netflix.
What is it?
The Bob Ross documentary.
Are you being for real?
I swear to God.
Are you being a dick?
I swear to God. I watch it. You need to watch it.
the Bob Ross documentary. Yep. Can you send me the trailer?
Cam Newton just got released.
Yeah, he got released.
I don't even know if this is him, but I saw him on chat saying he was going to call the after show.
Jim Derry.
I don't think it's him.
Hello?
Hey, Bob, this is Superfat Bob.
Hey, man, no problem. Hey, yeah, no problem. Hey, Blitz, Superfat Bob Light, can you drive to Washington and pick up some oranges?
Oh, hey.
And bring it back to me? And can you?
Oh, hey, no problem.
Hey, Superfat Bob Light, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Hey, I had a question for you. If you can send somebody up to pick up Brandon for the bark party, could you send Tuttle on a Greyhound and have him Facebook Live all the trip up there and all the way back on the
Tuttle?
Yeah, have him Facebook Live.
Yeah, give Tuttle unfettered access to our Facebook for a week.
If I was going to use Tuttle, I would maybe use him in that application, but I really don't look like I don't really have... You know, I might bring Tuttle in a few times a week to podcast.
Right.
But that's the only plans I have with Tuttle right now.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, no problem. I think the guy's in today.
Oh, hey.
I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one.
Okay. Hey, no problem.
Oh, hey.
Thanks, bye.
See you later, buddy.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Hey, brother. Tim Perry here. Number one caller.
Oh, hey, no problem.
I just want to let you know that I appreciate you calling the after show. I think that what you do and the nonsense that you spew is more digestible over here than regular radio.
Barely, but it is.
So that's a good that's a good call by waiting for the after show. Thank you for that, buddy.
Oh, well, hey, thank you, brother. God bless. And, you know, here's the deal. So, I forget what I was going to say now because you complimented me.
All right, well, have a good day.
Well, no, wait, please, no, hold on.
Please. Today is the last day of August. Let me try to pull the nose up, you know what I'm saying?
Pull the nose up.
Hey, brother, I heard you talking about Tuttle.
Yeah. Oh, no problem.
Scrambling.
He's really mad at me, brother, because I was supposed to call him yesterday to talk to him, and I fell asleep because I ate too much.
Yeah, well, he's got plenty of book. I mean, you know, I'm sure that he can get probably work in today's show, you know?
Well, I don't know, brother, but you know, I think he's mad at me now. But yesterday I made a banana split, and then I had some pasta. I ended up eating the whole bag.
Yeah, no problem. You still Iggy's plus one for the bar party?
I think so, brother.
He's not coming down here for that.
Yeah, I don't think that you can athlete. I actually don't think you can travel. I think this is a rule. I don't think you can travel from Canada to America.
Well, you can gimmick it where if you're going for work, you can travel anywhere. So, I can gimmick someone's grass or something.
You know, get your gimmicked up papers.
Yeah, I'll cut someone's grass or something while I'm down there, brother. So it'll be a work trip.
You thinking about coming?
Yeah, I'd like to, brother, as long as Iggy doesn't swerve me on the plus one, brother.
I don't think Iggy would.
I don't know.
I mean, you could be out there by the gate, though, just, you know, looking at the whole party and, you know, wishing that you could, you know, you'd be across the street at the HVAC place.
Well, hey, I'd take being in the parking lot, brother. And, hey, earlier today, you know how you're on Twitch?
Yeah, and that's a big part of our business, yeah.
So during the hot mic, when everyone's not, when you're on commercial and you're on the hot mic.
Right, we're not really paying attention. We run a little bit looser. Did somebody say something bad?
No, who wants you to
sing? I got Lummy to sing the Chili's Baby Back Ribs jingle, and Dr. Dan sang it too, but Anna wouldn't sing it, brother.
I did sing it.
Barely.
Why are you leaning on Anna? She's, I like Anna.
Thank you.
I like her too, brother, but I mean, she wouldn't do it. Dr.
She's stiff. I'm working on her to be a little bit more less stiff and do more stuff so that Steph was not right. I'm working on that.
Because I was watching Austin Powers. That's a Canadian movie. And Fat Bastard sings the Baby Back Ribs jingle, brother, and it got it in my head.
Right. Like, we're here to make sure that, you know, you have the fucking latest jingles in your head. You know, right, it's really not all our responsibility.
I didn't know who was the programmer for the show.
Yeah. I mean, you know super fat. I mean, whatever the fuck you're doing. Tampa Terry.
Oh, let me guess. He sent in a whole shit ton of bits to make everyone sing that?
Yes.
I mean, did you?
Yeah, how many bits, Lummy?
How many bits?
22.
Tampa Terry. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Dr. Dan, I should take the belt away from Dr. Dan for succumbing to a stupid fuck with only 22
Lummy
bit.
Too. Don't forget, Lummy did it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, 22 bits. 22 fucking cents. That's the value of my co-hosts.
Oh, he's out of it.
Sorry about that, brother.
Yeah.
You get that trailer to watch?
All right, buddy. Good seeing you. I'm kind of mad at you right now. 22 fucking cents. Come on, kid. Even though the conversion's not really good right now. You could be throwing a little more, but you can be throwing
actually
a little
cost
more.
Him $14.
That's how stupid fucking Canada is right now. Bob Ross, the famous artist. And really hasn't
He's
Bob,
also on Twitch as well.
But hasn't
so we got to kind of watch
out. No, I'm not saying anything bad. I'm saying this is a documentary that Netflix has produced. We're going to watch the trailer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, though, hasn't Bob Ross become kind of more famous post, whatever it's, post,
yes.
post-humulous?
Humlessly.
Hummus.
But, yes, I mean, yes. Hasn't he become, kind of developed more of a cult-like niche following dead?
Well, there's a lot of memes about him and stuff.
Yes.
Bob Ross, happy accident, betrayal, and greed. Ooh. Hell, that's what my Netflix thing should be. Wait till my documentary comes out.
I've been wanting to get this story out for all these years.
I watched this the other day. It's, well, that trailer kind of sucked, but
it's pretty good.
That's the official trailer.
It's worth watching, definitely.
Big E 7375,000 bits.
No, it's just one documentary, hour and a half, done.
I can do that.
And okay, I'm gonna actually watch it today, Blitz.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Is it like? Does it just, you know, show some stuff about Bob Ross that people didn't know about?
Yeah, and it's not like super crazy or anything. So don't expect like some craziness to happen. But it's just a good watch.
Like,
it's
he
only
didn't
an
let his best friend fuck his wife or nothing.
There's a little bit of that.
Was he a good guy, though?
Yeah.
We'll watch it and we'll find out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let me watch it and you can find out.
Yeah.
Oh, he's already married 3 times?
Oh. Okay. So, we got a new client on our podcast world. And it's Manscaped. Now, I tried to... I think Action Jackson made it a whole video of me trying to do the Manscaped commercial.
Okay.
And did was that not good enough? And they need a new one now.
Well, we didn't. What? That's not when we cut the commercial. So,
what do you mean?
You actually never finished it during that. So
I never did.
No, we cut it privately later. Oops,
sorry. Who was
Jesus,
that?
Lummy. That was me. I was trying to look. Lummy, I was getting my chopper.
Well, it's matching his face.
I can't. I was looking for the sheet just in
case. Like, you can't see because you
can't
have hair
see
in your eyes.
Though either. But
you have hair in my eyes.
You have the sexy curls.
Sorry, Bubba.
The fuck me curls.
Yes, I have the fuck me curls.
Can you call them the fuck me curls?
Fuck me curls, Bubba. Come grab my fuck me curls.
No, that's not what I was looking for. I was looking for. I dropped my trapper keeper.
I dropped
because I got my fuck me curls in myself. Come on.
I dropped my trapper keeper because I got my fuck me curls.
And you want Bubba to do what?
I want you to come from behind and grab my fuck me curls, Bubba.
No.
Oh.
Hello.
Rotation.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey.
Do you want to grab Lummy's fuck
me
curls?
Lummy bring that, no. Do you want to, did you have Lummy bring in that big flask?
Yeah, I got it. I just haven't brought it. It's in my truck.
That's the one that I gave you up at the racetrack back, like, drop the tray. I brought you 5 of them full of apple pie moonshine.
You did. You did, like 2012, 11-ish.
Yeah, my wife and I came and sat by the fire, and I brought 5 of those big
I remember, glasses. I was trying to think about where I got them, and now I do, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, that was good times.
And they were full of apple pie moonshine, too.
Yep.
And I smashed all that.
Did you bring it back?
And no, and I don't know where the other 4 are. I may have given them away.
That was the old saying, though.
What?
He had 5.
Apple pie moonshine, bring it back?
Yeah, I'll bring it back, yeah.
Thank you for that, sir. And now it's made its way to Lummy's alcohol life.
Thank you, sir.
It'll keep him alive.
All right, buddy. Hey, thank you.
No problem.
Phone lines are on fire. Everybody waits to call this program. Me and Todd, I got to work on his race car today. Hello?
Hey, Bubba. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, have you heard, take a listen to Shannon Burke's Manscaped commercial. It's pretty funny. I don't know.
Shannon Burke's done a Manscaped deal. Why don't I just use his?
No, his is, he says some pretty, you'd have to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I hear it?
Florida Man Radio is where I get it from.
Well, no shit. I didn't know if it was posted on YouTube or something like
that. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't know, sir.
All right, I'll look for it, okay?
All right, no problem.
Well, I mean, Blitz, if Manscaped is a client of, or is, you know, Shanna Burke's a spokesperson for that.
Oh,
that,
yeah, they're, I mean, all, they're
that,
they,
that means
they're
we got to really super serve Manscaped. So I probably should do the commercial private, Blitz, because it's, I'm going to fuck it up.
Okay.
Or I mean, do you want me to do it now?
You can do it now if you'd like.
Okay. Blitz saying you can do it now if you like means he wants me to do it now if anybody knows anything about Blitz speak.
I don't care either way, to be honest.
But it's at good the end content. Of the day, I might as well do it now because take Tyler's race car to Anna's oil change shop and have him go through everything's wrong with it.
$12,000.
No.
Oh. But, okay, after I get done reading the Manscaped commercial, I want to open up the box that they sent me. Oh, my God.
You mean the lawnmower?
I mean, they send you, like, what, if you become, you know, if you go and order stuff from Manscaped.com, the care package, they say, they even send you ball freshener.
Nice.
They send you stuff to squirt on your balls.
Your balls?
Yes. They send you stuff to squirt on your balls.
Nice.
Like, you know, when you've been working all day and you need to, you know, spritz up your balls.
Mm-hmm.
Your balls?
Your fucking balls. Yeah. Manscaped offers the best in precision-engineered toys for men's below-the-waist grooming. They just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. Is it 4.0 or 4.0?
I mean,
probably 4.
It's probably 4.0, but 4.0 is technically the right way to say it.
The Lawnmower 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at... See, I don't know why they didn't say at checkout, but anyway. Get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on the intel... There's this fucking word again!
Uh-oh.
What word?
The one Tyler did?
The intelligent functionality. By focusing on intelligent functionality. How do you fucking say it?
You said it right, well, kind of.
Say it again.
Intelligent functionality.
By focusing on intelligent functionality. I didn't say it right, did I?
It's close.
By focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredibly comfort grooming experience. And we'll make that work, right?
It's comfortable.
And an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. The Lawnmower 4.0, fucking 4.0. The Lawnmower 4.0 features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. It has a multifunction on-off switch with a travel lock. Use the 4000K LED spotlight when you need a more precise shave. Customize your trimmer through additional guard links, 1 through 4. Enhance your confidence with Manscaped's new Lawnmower 4.0. I was supposed to say oh again, wasn't I? Fucking bullshit. Make sure you cut all that out.
Okay.
Enhance your confidence with Manscaped's new Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off your order and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com with code Bubba at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tool for the job with Manscaped. Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
Perfect.
Now, that's great.
Whoa.
Yeah, hold the fuck on.
Oh, wow.
What'd you get?
Well, I got to get my knife. $4,000 fucking Iraqi knife. I mean, you might as well just lie about what it really is.
Yeah, it's like the $10,000 show dagger.
Yeah. It's a $4,000 Afghan knife.
Yep.
They, you know,
the Taliban?
Every Taliban in the world has this knife. It's government issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we left it for them.
Had a guy smuggle one back.
Where did he smuggle it at?
His balls.
His balls. Wow.
Anna's like, oh, this opening has got my pussy wet.
Pretty much. I like unboxings.
Wait till you see.
Oh, more boxes. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Those gloves.
Now, when you go to manscaped.com, use promo code Bubba. They give you all, first of all, they give you a pair of these Manscaped boxers, I think. And the only guy that could probably wear them would be Blitz.
What size are they?
Large.
Yeah, I wear large.
Tyler thought he could wear them. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Oh, this is a shirt.
Oh, what size even better than for...
What size is it?
Let me see. Large.
That's what I wear.
Of course you do.
And it's one of those tight fit.
Oh, perfect. I like those.
Shows off his pecs.
Well, it's yours.
Thank
what
you.
What does it say on the back? Manscaped. Your balls. What does it say?
Your balls will thank you.
Oh, my God. Who would fucking wear that?
I'm wearing it.
Blitz.
You got to wear that down
it's
the
a
amateur.
Sponsor, Anna.
Manscaped.
So smart.
Your balls will thank you.
I'll wear it to the gym.
You should. Because then every girl knows that you have fresh balls.
Right.
And then a girl might come up to you and say, what's your name? Chris?
There's a couple hotties there yesterday.
Heard you had fresh balls.
Balls.
I do. How'd you know? Your shirt says ask me about my balls.
Yeah.
Did you join Crunch?
Do you what?
I was asking Blitz if you went to that Crunch again.
Yeah.
Oh.
How is it?
It's good. Oh, I went to the one in Clearwater yesterday.
Oh, I thought there was a channel side one.
No.
Not yet.
I've been there before, but I went to the other one yesterday.
Look, now, I really, really love this.
Mm.
This is the nose trimmers.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Listen to it eat.
You gotta breathe out your nose as you're doing it, though.
So you can blow the, so you can blow them down?
Yeah.
Oh. Hear it eating?
No.
I mean, it's getting some hairs.
What's it supposed to do? It's not for boogers.
This is called the weed whacker. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's real, flat black. Kind of got, that little special coating on it.
Looks cool.
Yeah, that's mine. I'm not giving. Okay, Blitz, so far the shirt's yours, okay?
All right.
I'm handing stuff out. Let me, you couldn't
fit. I'll get something.
I could not fit into that shirt if I tried.
And then, so when you go to manscaped.com,
use
promo code Bubba. You need to send, if you have a guy that you don't know what to buy for.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Look at this. If you got this hard to buy for guy, they got this bat. And look at this. Look how nice this is.
It's a good display.
This here.
Oh, whoa. And it shows you. It's like a candy box.
Yes.
You know, it tells you what everything is.
Let me put my weed whacker there.
Chocolate box, I mean. Your balls.
In gold.
Now, this, I think.
Those are your attachments?
I think all my attachments. Let me see. Oh, yeah. This is my charger cord and various guards for your, for your thing. And then this packet. Man, any guy you knew, every guy could use one of these.
Yeah.
No, this, Blitz, I think this is what charges up.
Okay, it's the base.
The base. Yes. Here's the plug-in. Boom, it plugs in there. You plug it in your fucking wall.
Nice.
You got it in your little bathroom
there. Yeah, it just sits on the counter
there.
It's
good as fuck. I think, these are the size large boxer shorts.
Okay.
Hey, Blitz, I bet you your balls would look super big.
His wiener would probably hang out of it.
Blitz, you want to go to the bathroom and just put the...
All right, I'll do that.
Let me see what they look like.
Yeah, I can do that.
With your shit.
Oh, that's good. I like the
way. Oh, you know what, Blitz? And it's that kind of material.
That's what I wear. I have those on right now, basically.
But I know, but
buttery
that's,
soft.
If you got a big dick, this stuff feels real good on it.
It does.
Can I feel it?
It makes it.
Yeah, come here.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you want to throw it to me? Or?
Oh, yeah, I'll throw it to you. Then you give it to your boyfriend, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And it puts the outline there, Blitz, too, right?
Yeah.
Accentuates the head.
Ooh.
All right, I'm going to come get them and put them on right now.
Of course, Anna's hands are going to be on it before you put it down.
Her mouth is on it now.
She kissing it for you?
Yeah.
She's pre-kissing
pre-loop.
I like it. It's nice material.
Now, here.
It's not cheap, right?
is the coolest fucking thing ever, and I'm gonna start using goddamn microphone.
Oh, don't shave your.
Let me
face
look at
off.
This.
Oh, that's nice.
Look at this, this fucking thing.
That's gonna be nice for
and
your nuts.
And it's got it's good for your nuts. Mm. It's good for your beard. It's got all kinds of those different guards and stuff as far as length.
Oh, but you go right down to baldness, right?
Yeah, I'm bald. I'm bald. Maybe you should come in with just a shirt and just the pants. Okay. And the snacks.
Yeah, and the snacks.
Now this is ball toner. Anna's just like she's like a South Park episode. Like the craziest things fucking crack her up. This is ball toner.
It's just funny because women do like skincare for their face, but you guys have it for your balls.
Yeah, I don't.
Ball toner.
Are you supposed to like
tone your balls?
Tone your balls?
I don't know. It just makes the skin softer, I guess, and tighter. It's probably tighter.
Let me read.
Firmer.
Let me read what it says about the ball toner. Oh, here's additional products you might like. They got the Plow 2.0, which is the shaver. Like if you want to get, that's a straight razor.
Oh.
Then they have the refined cologne. Then they got the foot duster. Then they got the crop cleanser. And then they got the chop mop.
Oh, the chop mop.
Now the crop mop. And the crop mop looks like a wipey for your balls. God. It looks like Manscaped is really big on balls.
Yeah.
With the ball toner, you're supposed to squirt this on a few times today to tone up your balls.
Oh, Does it say ball toner on it?
Yes. I mean, let me show you. See if you can tell me if you can read it. If it says, hold on.
It's not focused.
Okay, hold on. Let
you
me bring
to cover
it back.
Your face.
Sugar Mama says it makes them nice and smooth.
Turn it a little bit to the left.
Hold on here.
Oh, there you go.
Hold on. My camera is behind. Fucking A, total 30 seconds.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
Hold on. You gotta come up here closer. Holy shit, fuck! Goddamn bodybuilder. Turn around, let me see that ass. That's nice. Let me see that front part. Yeah, goddamn, look at them. Where's my pictures? I gotta take snapshots. Hold on. Now pull up your shirt, let me see your deal.
Let's see the video.
Damn, Blitz is laying to the side like this.
What?
Blitz, why don't you just show her? Why not? You're a fucking coworker. You just showed me. Treat her as such.
Do you want me to or no? Yeah, well, I've seen his legs before. He shows them off.
Yeah, but have you seen him? Have you seen this?
His hamstrings?
No.
He's very nice legs.
Have you seen his...
No, I haven't seen
cock piled into a size large Manscaped willies.
No, I have not.
Mm. Then, Lummy, they got ball deodorant.
Oh, is that the one?
With active pH control.
Oh, nice.
Lummy needs
you
that.
You need the pH, make, girl.
Yeah, and it says take a shower, towel off until your
pat dry.
Balls are dry.
Yeah.
Rub a small amount of crop preserver on your balls in the surrounding area.
Oh, so it takes it over for the baby powder now. It's better than baby powder.
I think so.
Nice.
And then with the ball reviver, for any time you need a pick-me-up on your balls.
On your balls.
So, like, let's say you've been, like Lummy right now. You've been sitting here for 5 hours.
Yep.
And I've only left the studio one time to pee. You've left a couple times. One to get me some gummy bears.
Yeah, I left twice today.
But needless to say, as you sit there as a guy, regardless if you're older like me and your balls are bigger, or maybe like your little Tyler over there and you just got some 19-year-old balls. Tyler's balls are probably real high and tight. Papa's balls are a little bit, you know. What you do, I mean, you go like this. Check this out. You just take it. You just go here and you go. You go, goddamn mic cord. You go, bam.
Papa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that refreshing?
What is it they're using?
He's using the ball refresher.
It freshes your balls up.
It's a ball refresher?
Yeah.
Come here, Anna.
But that's the duster.
Come here.
This is when you get all sweaty and you, it's like a cologne for your balls.
Yeah, it's cologne for your balls.
I need some of that.
Come here for a second. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to spray this on the back of your hand, okay? And then, you know, go like that, okay? Hold on. Okay, no, like that.
Just
so now spray, too. Now smell. See if a guy's balls smell like that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Really nice. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but
really
That's when you take the cologne you wear and you spray it in your ass crack.
Yeah. Wow.
And you spray it right in your asshole?
That's what you're supposed to do.
And then it drips down to your balls?
Yeah. My arms don't go back that far.
Oh, sorry.
I can't spray anything in my
That's
ass.
That's really, it's really mild.
Yeah.
And it's not, because you know sometimes cologne is like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Right.
You know, but this is really, just really mild. But really nice.
And if you,
I would love balls like
this. It's like an EDT and not an EDP.
And here's the deal on it. Like, let's say that you were, you know, going to hook up with a guy, and he had just spritzed.
This is hypothetical.
Hold on, yeah, very much so. And he had just spritzed his balls, yeah. Right? So his balls now smell something like that.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, like, that'd be fantastic.
You go home and tell Reagan, hey, you know, I was with this guy, and his balls were on point.
Yeah,
yeah, nice.
But that's what girls talk about all the time.
What?
Balls.
Pointy balls.
Like, hey, balls on point.
Do girls like balls? I'm not asking. Okay, Anna, when's the last time you had some balls in your mouth? Like, I'm not asking that.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is, the species of women.
Yeah, our species.
I mean, your gender.
Yes.
The gender of women's.
Mm-hmm. Which I belong to.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. Do you guys ever talk about balls?
Not really, no.
No?
It's mostly just, you know, they might casually drop in penis
now, when you
demos,
guys, when you guys talk
sizes,
about, when
thickness.
You talk about penises,
yeah.
Do you, again, I'm not asking about your experiences.
I know.
I'm asking about girls.
Yeah.
Do you say, hey, Tiffany, look at the cock on that guy. Like, look at the fucking cock on that dude. Like, us dudes. Like, if we see a girl with some nice tits.
Yeah, look at the cock on her.
We'll be like, hey, Blitz, look at the tits on her.
Oh.
Well, it's kind of a little bit harder to tell.
How's it go for you, girl?
It's usually just once you're intimate with a guy, and then you're like,
hey.
Holy shit, big dick.
So you're like, hey, Anna.
Yeah.
You had a date last night?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you guys fuck?
No.
Oh.
It's me. Hello, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
Hey, Anna, 4 years ago when you had a date?
Yeah.
No, but like, well, girls say, hey, Anna, I was with this guy last night.
Yeah?
And, you know, Jim?
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah, he's 4 inches, and it took him 2 seconds.
And, my God, he fucking ruined my pussy.
Yeah. Big penis?
Hit it with a bat.
No, not big. I mean, decent, but just fucking
the
wore
thickness.
Out. Not, yeah, thick like a beer can.
Are you down with the thickness?
I'm down with, you know, I didn't think that thickness mattered, but it does.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I wouldn't know. I don't fuck. So it's really sad.
Can you say that again?
I wouldn't know because I don't fuck.
I don't fuck.
I don't know anything because I suck. It's really sad. It's like really fucking sad.
Out of all
cried on my way home the other day because I was drunk and had too many claws. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we talking about you?
I cried all the way home because I was drunk and had too many claws.
Shoot.
Are you talking about from that party you cried
home?
Dude,
I had a dark moment.
And it wasn't even to do anything with the show. Like, we didn't even, you know, we didn't have anything to do with it.
No, nothing to do with you at all.
90% of your crying is initiated by us.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're driving home.
Reagan was driving. I was too drunk to drive.
Okay.
But so I got too drunk and everyone went home to their, like, literally every single girl was like, gotta go to my boyfriend.
Yeah, my man.
So, gotta go. I was like, in my head, they were saying, I have to leave because someone loves me. Like, that's what I heard in my head, and because I was drunk and I was stupid, and I was just like, holy shit,
did you have a little sister girl talk with your girl when you're driving home?
Reagan,
I just want you to know that everybody's going home to somebody except
you're
me.
Drunk, shut up.
Honestly,
I'm going home to some dick too.
I almost like went into that. I made one comment and then I was sober enough to be like, hey, Anna, shut the fuck up. So I just had a silent moment.
So
but,
you
yeah,
started, were, you kind of started
I
down
said,
there.
I said, wow, I said, I'm the only single one in that group. And she's like, yeah, so you know, I was just like, isn't that,
was,
I said, I said this,
nice
I said,
it.
I said, isn't that sad? And she goes, no, like who could, she said something and then I just went quiet. And then
you're like, oh, you know what? Yeah,
she's never been the single one in a group.
No, she's the one that kicks it out.
Yeah, she's always ready to go.
I always get kicked in.
Yeah, you kick it in, she kicks
she
it out.
She kicks it out. That's how we roll.
I know.
That's why we're a good pair.
She kicks it out, and look how happy she is.
She's very happy. He's a cool guy.
He is. You'd find a guy like that eventually if you just kick out. You got to kick out 10 times to find the right guy.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Okay, maybe statistically I'm off, but I'm just saying. You got to kick it out once to find the right guy.
Well, I'm trying.
Oh, and we don't want to get in this talk. This gets you in trouble.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. So you started. And then she came with, like, you know, the girl moral support. Don't worry
about
it, sister
girl. Yeah, it's one of those things that, like, whatever that friend says, you can disregard because they're just saying whatever to make you feel
better.
That'd
be like me and Blitz. If we were driving home, I'd be like, Blitz, you're in such good shape and I'm such a fat fucker. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Eat better and do cardio, Bubba.
That is not what I want to hear.
Oh. Sorry.
I did. I stopped myself, though.
That's the difference between guys and girls.
I self-edited.
Guys will just say, fucking eat less and do more cardio.
Stop eating fucking hot dogs.
Meanwhile, Blitz would be like, if Blitz was a girl, he'd be like, you know, you're okay, baby. You're okay, honey.
You're perfect as you are.
Yeah, you've always been fat and got all kinds of pussy and money. Unfortunately, those days are over.
Yeah. Are you talking to yourself?
Oh, yeah. Well, kind of think. I'm kind of hybrid in between me and Blitz.
Yeah, but I stopped myself. I was happy about that. I was like, hey, so I'm going to shut the fuck up. No one wants to hear this. And
so
then
in
I
your
just
little,
quiet.
In your little head.
My little peanut head.
In your little peanut head, was it like,
it was like, wham, wham.
Shut the fuck up.
I said, Anna, no one wants to hear this, right. Including you, so shut up. And right. Then I stopped. All I said was, isn't that sad that I was the only single one? And she was like, no. And then I just went quiet.
And she's over there looking hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Just getting ready to go fucking just get kicked out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, never mind.
And do you ever hear her and her boyfriend just fucking blast?
Actually, no, I don't. I'm thankful that I don't.
And he's spending more time there, too, is he not?
Yeah, he spends a lot irritating. Of time there. Yeah. No, it's not irritating.
Why don't you be Blitz's roommate?
Blitz's roommate?
Have you guys talked about it?
No, we haven't.
Blitz didn't ask me to ask or nothing.
I know he didn't. No, that I mean, I really cool. like where I live.
Blitz
cool.
is living in an up-and-coming area.
Tyler's moving in with Blitz. They're going to go to the Army.
No, I have to change my locks.
You mean with his son?
So that Tyler doesn't hang out all the time.
You know, that would be really fucked up if my son... put him on the microphone immediately.
Yeah, get over here, too.
Oh, my God. Let me use curls.
Blitz, are you ever going to get my slate done?
Yes, I'm working on it tonight.
Okay, thanks. Hey, Tyler.
Yeah.
You know, you've been hanging out with Blitz a lot. Like, it's like you're trying to get him to be your dad. Are you moving out and moving in with him over to the fucking hood?
No, I've only hung out with him for like a day, if that.
Or two.
2 days.
2 days.
2 days in a week.
Well, no, I only saw you for like an hour. Just talked to you for a minute. That's about it.
Talk to his dad?
No, Blitz on Sunday.
Well, did you spend more time with Blitz than you did with your father this weekend?
Pretty much.
Oh, interesting.
And now who do you see every day from 5 to 12?
That's what I'm more worried about is you work for me, but you work with him. And so he's going to put a lot of propaganda down in your little fucking head.
Because,
you know, just know that he hates me, Tyler. And so know that I've been a good dad. I've tried my hardest with you. Don't let, you know, you've been taught.
It's not like you're saying goodbye to
you've,
him.
You've been, you're easily, Tyler, you're easily persuadable. Because you let the other family persuade you from fucking not talking to me for 18 months. And Blitz hates me more than those people did. So just watch out, okay? He's going to always be saying bad shit about me.
He doesn't say anything bad about you in here.
He's already got you Stockholmed.
Do you think, is Tyler pretty gullible?
Hold on. Tyler said, in here. But the minute we get out of this fucking room, man.
He knows how to talk now.
Yeah. We go to Armature Works to talk about you.
Yeah, just be careful, okay?
All right.
I'm still your dad.
Always.
We going to work on the race car today?
Yeah,
That's what I had planned.
I'll let him do that.
Did you get the gear?
No, I haven't got the gear yet.
You
I'm going today.
Okay.
Yeah, while you wrenching the car, he'll be driving around.
Yeah.
Wait, Blitz, I thought you guys were going to lunch. You know, hanging out.
Who? Tyler and him?
Yeah. Father and
the
son.
Fuck
date.
They are. Tyler, you're not going to lunch with him, are you?
We got to go pick up a gear.
They're gonna go together.
Oh, they're running errands together.
Yeah, they're gonna carpool down
just
there.
Just like
now.
Father and son.
No, I got to go to the gym before.
Tyler's
show.
Going to the gym now too with him. Guess
Tyler, Tyler, are you going to the fucking gym with him?
No. Tyler gets to go to the Clem gym.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'm
on a
saying.
Scooter.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Take a scooter.
Now, Tyler, can I ask you a question? Can I drive this? Do you have two scooters, one for you and one for Ace?
Yes.
Are they both here?
I have just one here. In my car.
Well, why does she have to have hers at her place?
Well, if we're not together and she wants to go ride around.
Did she pay for it?
Who paid for it?
I did.
Bring that motherfucker back. I want a scooter over to the gym.
Well, there's one problem, though.
What?
The weight limit is 235.
Oh, no, fuck that weight limit. Bubba, you want me to go kick his ass?
Lummy, you want to be my new son?
Yeah, I'm here, Papa.
You know how, Lummy.
I'll get scooters.
You better buy industrial scooters for you, too.
Lummy.
Fuck you, Blitz. Hey,
I got to get one for each leg. I got to use Aces and Tyler's.
I've seen people at Armature Works doing that, by the way.
Waste of money.
Holy. Well, they rent one, steal the other one.
Yeah, they ride it to somebody.
Salami.
No, we
you know that I was supposed to have a kid.
Yeah.
Back in 1985.
Yeah.
Six, I thought.
Six.
Papa.
Maybe 35.
What year were you born in, Lummy?
84.
Okay. I mean, I could have had a kid. You could be my kid.
I could be.
You want to be my son?
Yes, sir. Oh, I'll bring my scooters over for you.
You would.
I would.
Tyler owns his. He bought. What a big fucking spender.
Yeah, I know.
He has no expensive, and you know what? He works. Tara's always handed him $300-$400.
Good.
Bitch.
Doesn't she give you money, too?
Not really. Not anymore.
When was the last time?
My birthday. She gave me $1,000 for my birthday.
That's so generous. That
was
it?
That was your birthday? Was the last time?
That's it? What do you mean that's it?
No, I'm saying just like time-wise.
I think, what is it, August? I think in July she gave me $4,000.
In July.
Yeah.
In July?
Yeah.
That was last month.
For Tyler's race team.
Look at that.
That fucking bitch is the bomb. I love her. Hey, Tyler, fuck you. I'm kicking you out of my place. You
more
go live
money
wherever.
For bubs.
Yeah, I want Tara to my whole self.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you do that, you know what's going to happen. She's going to kick you out and give him the whole house.
Here's what happened. Hey, Tara. Yes, sweetness. Tyler and his girlfriend wanted to get their own place, and so it's just me. And then Tara would go, I swear to God, you probably fucking made him leave, didn't you? And now you got to leave because I'm only allowing you to stay here because he's here.
She's going to buy them a beach house.
She is looking at a beach house right now. I told Tyler, let him buy that fucking beach house because when they're at the beach house, we'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're here, we'll be at the beach house.
There you go.
That's how I got to fucking figure it out. No, I'm not paying rent. She's not. I went to pay her and she's like, really? Please.
Please, please. Yeah.
All that time when you gave her all that money, she's just paying it back.
Have you seen her lately?
I'm going to see her on Wednesday.
She's lost like 20 pounds, and she's got like a trainer that comes to her house, our house, but I'm long gone, like at 6 and trains her for an hour.
Yeah, she said it's hardcore.
And
that's what I need. I need to get a trainer.
No, you're the most negative motherfucker. Some guy would say, hey, Chris, I need you to do this. You'd be like, no, that's not how it goes. I already Googled it. And it's like
well, you're probably right.
That's what I'm saying.
No, when I signed up to Crunch, one of the first days you go, they're like, well, hey, we can do this and that. We put a diet plan together and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I got Google.
Yeah, you are impossible. You're impossible. Like, Blitz, can I have a talk with you? Like a sister guy talk? Like, you're impossible to manage.
Okay.
Like, I mean, you know, you're just an impossible person to manage as a boss. You're tough because you know it all.
Right.
And you're negative and you're mean spirited.
I'm not mean. I just tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you used to do that?
Yeah, I do. And that's gotten me in some of the conundrums where I'm at today.
I know.
Well, and how too. And guess what, Blitz? How'd it work out for me?
Fantastic.
Yeah,
look at you.
Yeah, right. Can you see where Blitz would be tough to handle?
100%.
Yeah.
Can you see anything through those fuck me curls?
Anna, you're very honest when it comes to Blitz. Can you see where if you were Blitz's boss, it's tough?
He'd be horrendous.
He's tough to manage.
For sure.
He really is.
Yeah, absolutely. I see it.
You're his friend and he's tough to have. Well, he's not. Actually, he's a fucking great friend.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, like
he's extremely loyal.
I would much rather be his friend than work with him. Because as a friend, he's salt of the earth. Absolutely fucking salt of the earth when he's your friend.
Well, I think Blitz is kind of like me in that way where it's like we have a few loyal people that we keep close to us and we'll fucking do anything for those people, but everyone else can go fucking die.
Yep. Yeah, and yeah. I'm both. I'm the only guy in his life that's in both categories. You can go fucking die, but I love you to goddamn death. Like, yeah. I fucking love you. I've known you for 21 years.
But I will kill you.
But I will fucking, you know, I got pictures on you.
Close. Close.
No, you and I actually play, I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag. Blitz and I play more adversarial on the air than we are off the air.
Yeah.
Like what do you mean, yeah, like you're saying that we don't?
No, I'm agreeing. But, I mean, there's been times, too, and
where it's
not super recently, but, like, you know, we get heated.
We no, but every friend, I get heated with Larry Plummer.
Yeah.
I mean, I get heated with Sumo. But, you know, we always get through it, which I think shows how good of friends we really are.
Yeah.
And so But we play, you know, we play good cop, bad cop. We exaggerate it a little bit on the air.
For sure.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of, Bubba will say, me and Blitz had a meeting, and here's what we discussed, and meanwhile, we didn't discuss shit.
And he just goes along with it.
I just go along with it.
Right. Like the time I said, I make shit up all the time. Lummi, what fucking business are we in?
Show business.
We're in the show business. So, like, hey, like the time.
Fuck me, curl business.
Hold on. So, like, the time on I said that you needed a kneecap reduction, I just made it up. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put this fucking, in my little mind, I'm like, I'm going to put this heat on Blitz, and he's either going to.
I'm
going to
say, no, that wasn't me.
Run with it.
Or he's going to run with it.
And I knew you wanted me to deny it, so I just went with it.
So I was actually trying to babyface on and make him look like a babyface to you.
Right.
But he's like, I'm going to heal up on this bitch.
Yeah.
So then him healing fucked you more in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it completely, him healing on you kind of, like, almost validated that we really did have a fucking meeting, mm-hmm. because he would never heal on you. And so I'm like, hey, and then I just think of just something stupid, kneecap reduction. What the fuck?
Right.
Like, you know, and so Blitz
saggy
goes,
knees.
Blitz goes with it. And then Dan fucking oversells it too.
Mm-hmm.
You and Dan yesterday, I was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was. Yesterday was a lot.
But he just wouldn't, Dan just wouldn't listen.
But hold on.
Dan was just a piece of the puzzle.
And hold on.
It kept
but
piling
Blitz,
on.
I don't know if you noticed or not, where I was, I don't know if we had that exchange, but I think, and I wasn't sticking it for you, Anna, I was just, it was giving me a fucking headache.
Yeah, I could tell.
Because both you guys were pressing on the gas,
yeah.
And you were both saying the same thing.
I kept saying with Dan, to Dan, I agree with you, but also this, and he was like, no! And I'm like, are you even listening?
That's why I had to step in and go, Dan, it's like you're a shark, your eyes have rolled back in the back, you don't even know what the fuck you're saying. You're being adversarial just to be adversarial. Because it's coming out of Anna's hole. Oddly enough, things that come out of her hole sometimes are agreement. I think you need to learn how to handle him a little better.
I don't think I can handle him.
Oh, you can.
I don't think I can.
How much you want to bet?
You can handle him. He'll listen to Blitz. He has affection for Lummi. He fucking hates me.
He might. First of all.
And he doesn't respect. Well, I mean, I'm not in a situation where he even looks at me as a peer. So I can't. It's hard to manage.
Can I tell you why you're wrong?
Thinks I'm a peasant.
Can I tell you why you're wrong?
A little Jewish peasant bitch. Yeah, what?
I'm a little Jewish peasant bitch. Said, by the way, by the Jewish person.
That's me.
Okay, so that's
born
not,
in the motherland.
That is not a that is not an opinion of the program.
No,
that came from the woman that took her first motherfucking breath in Israel.
Correct.
Israel. But Blitz, tell me if this. I'm not going to dead nail it. Okay.
All right.
And you know the dynamic of the show better than anybody. God, love me. Those fuck me curls are second to none.
I know.
I think they're almost turning you in. Like, I think you think you're sexy now.
Oh, I'm feeling so sexy right now.
Dan does not hate you, Anna. One fucking
gross
bit. But what he is he's not experienced enough sometimes to, I wouldn't say carry on a conversation, but he's not experienced enough in radio that sometimes he uses picking on you as a crutch.
Oh. A lot of people, not a lot, but sometimes everyone does.
And nobody understands the dynamic of the show more than me. Mm-hmm.
You are the show.
I execute this. I'm here every minute, pretty much. I hear everything. I see everything. I know everybody's nuances.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get to feel, I know where we're going with things. I know who's got heat. I know who's got real heat. I know what's a work. I know what's a shoot, because I'm navigating through all this, okay? And so a lot of times he picks on you as cheap heat because he's not experienced enough to go where we're potentially going.
And it's also just like the will of the people. You know what I mean? So people hate on me in chat. And so he knows it's easy to pile on me and no one's going to.
Exactly.
No one's going to get mad at him for doing that.
It's the temperature of the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I know.
And he goes with it. But deep down.
Like super deep?
No, like for real. Like, I'm talking real.
Yeah, like okay. Oil well deep, like super deep.
No. I'm talking like I'm talking about, like, let's say that you're at that party, you were with the little girlfriends, and that dog bit your face.
What?
No. I'm just saying, like,
it happens.
Like, people get their face bit.
Right. Yeah, like,
or let's say that the dog bit your arm. or your or whatever. You stepped on that dog's paw by accident. You know, okay. Accidents happen.
Yeah,
let's say that you're drinking a.
I got mauled by a chihuahua.
Or let's say that you're drinking a beer and the beer bottle breaks in your hand and you cut your hand real bad or yeah, anything for that matter.
Yeah, because
you don't know your own strength. You just crush the bottle.
Strength?
Yeah,
that motherfucker would be the first. To have you meet him in his office and he would stitch you.
Oh, I don't doubt that for one fucking second.
Like
and he did help me. When I just like was feeling like shit when I had my first night of COVID, Dan was there like ready and then he keeps tabs on you like every day. How you doing? Yeah. How you feeling? Like,
and I know it gets a little overwhelming. One, you're the only girl here, which that's a
and
lot.
It's a boys club. I know that.
It very much is.
I know.
Like it's a boys club times 10.
I know.
Like there's cliques and fucks and. Not physical fucks, but
no,
there's
fuckery.
But there's fuckery and clicks and ribs and shoots and
foolery.
Underlying bullshit.
Yeah.
Like this is.
But I get it.
But this is like the office on mushrooms.
But just boys.
And so,
me.
You know, we haven't had a long term girl that could hang with us before, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one that really could was my sister. Mm-hmm. And I was such a dick and fired her.
Well, Tom Bean did.
I know that was
snap.
I should be calling her every day saying, you know why? Because
thanks for the money and sorry I fired you through Tom.
Because I was a fucking pussy and wasn't a man and I was afraid to disappoint her. And rather than take her aside and say, Tara, you know, I just need to change the dynamic of the program, which
have you ever told her that, by the way?
I don't know.
You probably should.
I will today when she makes me dinner. So I don't know why, because I was a pussy. I sit here and fucking act like I'm all that, but I was an absolute fucking pussy.
Well, it's man of you to admit that,
right?
You know?
No, like, I mean,
a lot of people don't.
My sister sat in Dan's chair or your chair for about a year. She's with the show, and the show has gone through so many different changes. And I think that was, I don't know, 25 was here or he had just left or I don't know. Tara was in between jobs before she started her own company.
That's crazy. And it was only like, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
And now she's like just murdering.
Oh, fucking God. I'm not going to give you the number. I'm not going to give you the number.
Oh, I don't need you to. She already did.
But Blitz, she's making about what I made at my best right now.
Well, good for her.
She and, fucking deserves it, man. She's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So it just, for whatever reason, it's tough to be with your sibling on the air. It just really is.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't working out or it was working out. And it, you know, yeah, the only other example of nepotism we have here didn't work out so well, Tanner. So
I need to go talk to Tom Bean.
So I had Tom Bean fire or let her go. And my mom calls me. I'm driving home. She goes, did you just let Tara go? I go, well, I didn't, but Tom did. She goes,
You went, what did Tom do this time?
And she goes, Bubba, this isn't, mom didn't live down here. She lived in, I think, in Ormond Beach.
Oh, okay.
And she says, that is complete bullshit. That is complete bullshit. And I go, I know, mom. I just didn't want to disappoint her. I just didn't know how to do it. And she goes, well, the way you did it wasn't the right way either. And I, you know, so again, I've made a lot of bad decisions in my life. Probably the way I handled my sister was not cool.
But like for you to realize that is awesome. And I think it would make her feel way better
like,
to hear it.
I will. I'll tell her. But you don't understand. Like I'm almost ready to cry.
I can tell.
But when I, no, for real. No, but for like real. When I see her, I just, that's a fucking another sneeze.
But yep. I sneeze like four times.
So, wait, hold on. She's been like using a tissue on her nose the whole time.
But the bitch has got the Rona.
I know. I've been saying that.
Anna, I haven't sneezed on the show in probably a month.
I sneeze four times. I sneeze in the bathroom. I have a four word.
Every time I see my sister, I give her the biggest hug. And I whisper in her ear how much I love her.
Yeah, because you want to press her jugs against you.
He wants to play the...
Like, I'm going
to
cry. I'm going to cry because she is like... No, like, for real. Every time I see my sister, I, honest to God, I hug her and I just tell her how much I love her and just, you know...
How do you hug her?
Oh, I hug the fuck out
like,
of her.
Like, show me.
He like this, Anna. He goes like this. Oh, here he comes. He's coming to hug you.
Did she not say show me?
Yes, she did.
Yep.
She did. Cheating, Bubba. She has corona, though.
Yeah. No, tell him. Let me tell him. She has COVID.
Corona. She has COVID.
He's not fully vaccinated.
Sure,
you're not
camera.
Fully vaccinated. She has COVID.
Make sure we're on camera.
This is, but like, for real, this is how I hug my sister. Hold on.
You're still in trouble. Bubba's getting COVID again.
Yep.
That's how I hug her.
Now watch. He's going to go farther on Mike.
But then I'll do this, too. Hold on. Watch. I got to go.
Which we're gonna get a Labor Day off for 2 weeks.
I'm so dead. I'm so fucking dead. My brake lines are being cut right now.
Oh my god.
That's how I hug her.
You pop my headphones off.
Tara's a little more of a woman than you are, though.
The fuck does that mean?
She can hug her. Has breast.
Yeah, she's got a lot of real estate to put. She's got some bumpers up top that take a little bit of the fucking sternum out of the deal. Like, Tara's sternum doesn't, you know, fucking almost cut my face off. But, I mean, my sister is like my entire world. And she's forgiven me for all that. I'd be a fucking grudge motherfucker.
You're the man, Bubba.
Shut up, Lummy. That was so uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the footage will be used at trial. You just set me up.
Yeah, Anna did.
Blitz.
Me?
Blitz, make sure you fucking have... Tyler, we won't have jobs anymore if you don't make sure you save that piece of audio of her saying, show me. Like, Blitz, I don't think Cuomo would be in trouble right now if Cuomo said, hey, I can stick my hand up a girl's shirt better than anybody.
Right.
And she said, show me. And Cuomo went over there and grabbed some, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Anna, I didn't do anything other than hug you.
No, you did.
I mean, I hugged you. I hugged you tight.
You hugged me tight.
But you're
like a good hugger. I like a good hug.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you appreciate my hug because I was trying to get in on it and you were like fighting me on it.
Oh, it was just a lot of force, but it was good. It was good force.
But everything does Blitz not hug you that hard?
Blitz is a more gentle hugger.
He's a 45-second hugger.
Oh, no, 45 seconds, please. That's an appetizer to him. I've seen those two fucks on camera hug in the parking lot.
We're basically dancing.
Yeah.
I think they're just.
We're dry humping.
I think they do. I think that Blitz's boner goes right between her tits.
Oh, God.
Yeah, pretty much, because I'm so tall.
And he sternum fucks her.
Yeah.
He sternum fucks her.
You know, you can't
those
get
are the
it.
Best fucks.
It's the completion half the time.
Hey, Blitz, I heard you sternum fucked her yesterday.
I did, yeah.
Was it good?
That was great.
Awesome.
Did it cut your dick?
Yeah. It was bleeding. I thought it came. It was actually blood.
You know, there's a condition.
No.
Did you know there's a yes.
Where you cum blood?
I remember one time. I don't know if either one of you guys.
Bloody balls.
Listen, I remember one time, remember early on Dr. Mark, like when he was on 98 Rock Days?
Broken Arrow?
There was Broken Arrow, but there was a guy called in and be like, hey, Doc. He's like, yeah. It's like, when I come, I have blood. And Doc's like, well, how much? And he's like, you know.
That was like some of a common thing.
Yeah, and so the guy's like, Dr. Mark's like, well, how much? And he's like, you know, enough to.
Call in.
Enough to call in. Yeah. And Dr. Mark's like, well. Yeah, Heather did tell me not to go to Tara's wedding. That's another fuck up. Why'd you bring that part up?
Don't reach out, Bubba.
No, well, someone said you loved her so much you didn't go to chat, so he was sticking up for you.
Oh. What are you talking about? He's reading exactly chat, Lummy.
No, Heather I was telling him, no, what,
but
what
you know,
someone
you know,
said before
I
to have that
know.
Guy answer.
And here, I'm not trying to stick up for Heather. I'm really not. But I don't know how all that went down. I don't necessarily know if it was all her. I think it was, I'm going to be honest with you, I think it might have been more me. And the reason why is because I didn't, you know, she meets this guy that's 16, 17 years old, younger than her, and I don't know what his intentions are. I don't really like the guy.
Yeah, you hated him at first.
I hated him at first.
You sure did.
And so I think Heather, I'm not trying to stick up for Heather, but I think Heather kind of got the heat on that when it might have, I think it, for real, might have.
All kinds of truth bombs coming out today.
Yeah, I'm just saying this is the truth bomb show.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Mike Tyson. My sister met Mike Tyson at her wedding and not her brother. Well, I didn't go, Blitz, because I wouldn't have been the biggest star there.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she So she got married in Vegas and like one of these, you know, not quickie weddings, but it was a Vegas wedding.
Yeah.
And my mom and stepdad and her friend Rebecca and her husband, I think that was it. And of course, it was supposed to be me and Heather. Well, as they were walking to the room they were going to get married, Mike Tyson was in the hotel doing something. And Tara, who isn't afraid to ask for anything, said, Mike Tyson, I'm getting married in 15 minutes to this man. And I, you know, obviously love you. Will you take a picture? He's like, sure, no problem. So Mike Tyson's got a picture with the entire fucking family.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's like, man. And then he commented on my sister's jugs to Tariq. Like, man, she's got some big jugs. So, like, I really think that I thought I was such a fucking rock star. And I think that I probably blamed Heather for it, but it was probably me. And it was because I didn't like her husband. And I didn't think it was going to work, and I didn't want to go all the way out to fucking Vegas.
Mm-hmm. For some stupid wedding, and it ain't going to work.
Yeah.
He's dumb.
And I mean, you got to understand, I was doing two shows a day at the time.
What year was this?
I think she got married in...
She just celebrated her 10-year wedding anniversary, was it 2011?
Yeah, it was 11, 12.
Yeah, Blitz, I'm doing two shows at this time.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, listen, it wasn't the right decision. It's not right on any and on how you fucking slice it, because more importantly, this motherfucker she married ended up being the salt of the earth, like the absolute, like that's my boy.
He's a good dude.
Like that's my guy. That's my fucking guy right there. He takes a ton of heat off of me. Like, man, you know what, Blitz? Now I know why my family thinks I'm a real fucking asshole, because it's a shoot. It's an absolute fucking shoot.
Bombs.
Oh, you should hear this now, Blitz. This is what I got to deal with now.
Okay.
Now Ace, Tyler's girl, can imitates me.
Oh,
and
no.
Tyler imitates me. So now all they do is go back and forth and just act like they're me. So Tyler was like, so, you want to go out tonight? And Ace goes, fuck that, I ain't going out tonight, I'm watching TV. And then Tyler goes, fuck that, I ain't watching TV, I want to watch. But like they just go back and forth as me.
No. Oh, can we hear Tyler do it?
Tyler can do his Bubba imitation.
We need to get her in here, they do it back and forth.
Yeah, so I got him and his girl now that are doing fucking Bubba is a goddamn silverback gorilla imitations. And I'm sitting in my recliner trying to watch fucking, you know, dirt racing. And they want to go out with Uncle Blitz and ride scooters and fucking, you know, pay $30 for a slice of pizza on a Saturday. I've laid insulation with Travis. Well, let's just be honest. Travis did it all. I just watched.
Yeah. And you know what sucks, too, is like with both of them there, like I can't really walk up to chicks. And if I'm like, you know, I can't say, hey, Tyler, look at her because, you know, Ace is there. And
right. She'll flip the fuck
wet,
out.
Wet fucking noodle. And he's, you know, he'll never look over at anybody.
Right. She's fucking. Tyler, you need to man up a little bit. Fucking, yeah. She's kind of overbooking the deal.
Right.
She kind of run the show.
She kind of.
And she's cool as hell, but like, you know, you can't.
She's cool as hell, but she
does run the show, right?
Well, unlike Tyler, is not like his dad.
I was going to say.
Because I run the fucking show. You don't even understand.
What do you call it? You snatch bitches up? Or
no, but
what,
like.
What is the thing that.
Like Tyler will tell you, you know, like I date some chicks and shit, and I fucking run a. I'm like the fucking warden, the tightest ship as I run.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, I you know, I'm not even going to get into it.
There's a couple groups of chicks that, like, I was going to go talk to, but, you know.
You got to run a tight glimpse.
I had two wet rags next to me.
It's hard when you have your children.
But, like, I'm extreme on how tight of a on how stiff I am.
Mm-hmm.
But Tyler's on the other end of the deal. He's Johnny Laydown.
Right.
I like someone just kind of nestles right in the middle.
Yeah, well. Oh, Ace has got the book. Abso-fucking-lutely she's got. I mean, even Tyler would say, Tyler, who's got the book between you and Ace?
He said her.
Yeah. She's got the fucking book. But
she sure does.
Every
goddamn chapter of it.
Oh, yeah, the foreword, the appendix.
Yep.
I mean, but Blitz, you know the type of show I run. I mean, I don't think I've ever dated a bitch that, a girl.
Do you ever say that
I
you
mean,
have
Blitz, have you ever known me not to have the book in a relationship?
Nope.
No.
Would you ever consider like a woman a partner of yours? Like you guys do things together? Or you just have like this girl you fuck. Or do you ever just have like the, do you ever have the desire to be part of a partnership and like do things together?
Yeah. She can do whatever I want to do.
I love it.
That's together.
Oh, I love
hey,
it.
Hey, I'm going to the fucking dirt track. I need somebody to help me clean the bathrooms. You want to do it with me?
I was thinking maybe we could go to, you know, go to the mall together.
Mm-mm. Hey, you know what? Let's date, okay? You and I
who
practice.
Who the fuck's going to the goddamn
hold on. Yeah. Actually, you could, Tyler will be able to imitate me more. Tyler, you be me the way you do me at the house. And Anna, you ask, like, you know, we're dating, and okay. Tyler can be me.
Okay.
And you ask, like, you know, just ask questions. And,
hey, babe.
And don't call my babe.
That's another rule of mine.
I can't call you babe?
No.
Why?
No love story.
No love story?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just wondering if you wanted to watch, like, a TV show together. I was thinking we could watch, I don't know, like, an old episode of Friends or something.
Can we watch Sprint Cars?
No, I hate watching the cars. It's very boring, and we always watch it. So I was thinking maybe we could do something that I wanted to do, since we always do what you want to do.
No, then you can scram.
Oh, that's the end of that, right?
Yeah, you get the fuck out of here.
All right, and then I leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
But as you're leaving, I'm like, listen, you know, I'm just telling you.
I got five in the
you
hopper.
Can blow me before you leave.
You got
to. Okay,
you want to blow me before you leave? I need to get, you know, I'm a little stressed out.
I need to get degummed. Then you get the fuck out of here.
Hey, how about that case?
Try me with a good time.
I actually had a girl say, hey, will you help me carry a case of water inside your apartment?
You did not say no.
I said no.
You said fucking no?
Yeah.
And it was a girl you were dating?
Yeah.
And what'd she say?
She went and
she
got
took
the water.
It out bottle by bottle?
No.
No.
She had a case of water. She was bringing over to the apartment. And she went and she, and I was, you know, on my favorite chair. I got my favorite recliner that I got over in my own little world.
Yeah, trick knee.
And with my trick knee. And she said, hey, I got some groceries.
Cool. Let me know when you're done bringing them up.
She said, can you help me carry him? I go, I'm in the middle of a soccer game on my fucking phone right now. How many?
You carry
how
what's many, next? What, I'm going to pay for him too?
Many,
fuck
how,
that.
How many loads you got? And she said, I don't know, like five. And I go, oh, no.
So you in 5 minutes then, bitch?
Are you serious?
I swear to God. And she goes, well, how about with the water? And I go, just leave it in the and somebody will get it. And she brought the water in.
Why? Why are
somebody
you like
will get
this?
It. And that somebody is you, bitch.
Why are you like this, Bubba?
Because it's cool as fuck to be that way. Worry about shit. I like it. Me and Larry Plummer already got a fucking retirement plan.
Are you going to make him that jambalaya?
No, but I got some jambalaya I'm having for lunch today.
Yeah.
I'm about ready to leave this fucking show. Me and Larry Plummer got it all worked out when his wife dies.
Oh, my God.
Listen, she's a little older. She's
oh,
gonna,
my God.
Oh, you got to plan for these things.
So here's what's going to happen. I already got it fucking laid out.
Yeah,
right?
It sounds you fucking like it.
First of all, first of all.
Yeah.
I've already gone to socialsecurity.com and I know what I'm getting.
Okay.
I'm getting like $2,100 a month.
Oh,
when I'm 63 years old, I'm getting like $2,100 a month, okay?
Okay.
Well, I'll be able to cobble together some bullshit. I can still be on Twitch and, you know, we'll have our Facebook up by
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah. Stars for days.
Yeah. So I'll be able to cobble together another $3,000 or $4,000, you know, that way. Listen, I'm always going to be famous. I'm always going to be Bubba the Love Sponge. I'm always going to have a fucking shitload of content that I can shove down your fucking throat that somebody will pay fucking 18 cents for. So Blitz, I got in the winter months when it's like November through April, Larry's going to come down. Well, first of all, his wife dies and he retires.
Okay.
And then he comes down here and lives with me. Now, Tara is going to be long gone by then in a big fucking, you know, $4 million mansion. So I'm either going to get her house for free, or if Mom and Jeff die,
okay,
then I'm going to get their house. Cool. Larry told
That's
me.
A good plan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, and by the way, Tyler, you're long gone. Like, you need to get on your own eventually. Get the fuck out of here. And then, so Larry's going to live with me, and we're going to have a modified. We're going to own a race car together, and Tyler's going to drive for us.
Okay.
And then during the summer months, like April to October, we're going to go and live up Larry's. We're going to live at Larry's place up at his house. And we're going to have a race car up there that we'll find. Maybe probably Tyler won't be driving for us, but somebody will be driving for us.
You got to get a real driver.
Yeah. And so we're going to live. Larry and I are going to live. And then we're going to get a couple girls. We're going to get like a couple 50-year-olds, maybe 45-year-olds that we pay.
If you're paying them, let's have them like, you know, 25 to 30.
All right. Well, like we're going to pay a girl and like we're going to say, hey, listen, here's the bottom line. We're going to pay you to fuck us.
Yeah, yeah. Then you need to go younger than 50.
Yeah, like 40.
Well, and be like, younger than 40. Like more like 20.
I don't think they're going to. I mean, I'm only going to pay them a couple $100 a month.
Well,
whatever.
A month, a couple hundred a month?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You might want to look at like 65.
Well, I mean, I said, Larry, you kick in four, I'll kick in four, we'll give him eight, and they got to fuck, you know, you once a week, and they got to fuck me once a week.
Okay. So you're going to get two for this, or just the one that Swippy Swap?
I don't know what we're going to do. That's still okay. Something we got the race car in the shop worked out.
Okay, okay.
And that's how I'm retiring. That's like when I'm 65 years old.
It's a good plan.
That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to have, you know, my crypto will be in by then.
Yep.
And, you
How's
know.
How's it doing today, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. Let me look. See how fucking rich I am.
It was down a little yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see. Yeah, still down. Whatever.
Larry's like, shut the fuck up right now. He just told me.
Did he?
Shut the fuck up.
Is his wife listening too?
He said, shut the fuck up.
She'll be gone soon, Larry. It's
That's
right.
What he said. Shut the fuck up.
Hi, Mrs. Plummer. Hope you're having a great day. People planning your demise.
Oh, my God. I hope she's not listening. I'm just kidding.
I feel bad when you get in your car and drive and your brake pedal goes to the floor.
But Blitz, let's say, well, see, and Larry's going to be getting his retirement, but Larry's going to be loaded.
He's 140, isn't he?
Well.
Isn't Larry 140 right now?
What do you mean?
140 on the radio?
Yeah.
The fucking, he's 140. The head muckety muck over there?
No, he's been, and you don't understand this. Not only is Larry the head muckety-muck, but he is the longest tenured city of Warsaw employee.
Oh, shit.
So his fucking retirement, he's going to be loaded.
Yeah, through the roof.
He's going to get like $5,000 a month.
That's it?
Or something like that.
Does he invest in crypto?
I don't know. They don't even know what crypto is in Warsaw, Indiana. They're just now, you know, getting ATM machines.
Right. Cable one of these days.
You just got cable last week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got
hey,
it Bubba, all.
I've heard this new thing called HBO.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Hey, listen to this. This is the bad thing about it. Larry lives out in the country, right? Mm-hmm. He's got a badass house. He's got a fucking badass shop. He's got 20 acres.
Nice.
Like, all concrete driveway. Like, Blitz, you should see his setup. Like, it's and out in his garage, it's a detached garage. It's like a 6-car garage.
Whoa.
It's got a wood-burning stove. Like, it's just, and Larry keeps all of his shit straight nutted. Like, he's got a 2010 GMC Silverado 4-door crew cab.
Okay.
That, like, literally, he drives his city truck mostly.
Sure.
But, like, it has, like, 10,000 miles on it, and it looks just like the fucking showroom.
Nice.
Larry's the kind of guy that after he mows the lawn, he details his lawnmower.
Oh, no, not one of those guys.
Oh, yeah, like Johnny fucking button the fuck up.
No, you fucking, you use the blower, you blow it off a little bit, and you're like, that looks good.
Oh, yeah, not Larry. Larry's the kind of guy, he's got a badass John Deere zero-turn Willie. And he fucking mows it, and Blitz, he bags it, too. He's Johnny Bagger.
Okay.
And his fucking lines on his lawn are just fucking perfect, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's Larry.
Johnny Anal Lawn Guy.
Oh, he's... No, he's not Johnny Anal. He's Johnny Anal everything.
Oh, no, and you want to live with this guy?
Fuck yeah, he'll help keep me fucking, you know, whatever, he'll do it.
He won't flip out when you fucking leave all your shit everywhere?
Oh, he will flip out on me.
Oh, okay.
But he'll help me clean it up. But he's loaded. He's fucking loaded. Larry's loaded. I'm only going to live with loaded people.
Okay.
Whew. Boy, you know that I'm coming to the end when I'm already gone to socialsecurity.com and figured out what I'm getting when I'm 62.
You're talking about all your friends that filmed me that are going to die so you can be well off.
Well, I mean,
move on in.
Mom and Jeff, dad. Tara's Jeez. Relocated. And Mary Lou's dad. I got three people that need to die Jeez. In God order for my plan to work.
That's not good.
Then I would live in a retirement community. But my friend told me that there's a lot of fucking swingers out there.
Well, yeah, that's why you want to be there.
Yeah, my mom and Jeff don't know, but there's a lot of fucking swingers out there. So, Blitz, that's what I told Larry. Listen, Larry, we'll find one of these swinging bitches out here to come and take care of us for, you know, for free.
Right, just ply them with alcohol and
plus
drugs.
Plus, you got to think, when we're like 62, we're going to be the young fucking studs out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're going to be on steroids going to the gym.
You should talk into your your mom into moving in there now.
That's where she is living.
I know. Tell her that she needs a beach condo or something and move in.
No, you couldn't fucking pry Jeff out of there. He loves it there.
There's got to be a better golf course house.
No,
somewhere.
He's like Arnold Palmer of the whole fucking deal. He's like a scratch golfer there.
Yeah, you don't want to give that up.
Mm-mm. All right, I gotta go. I gotta go work on a race car.
You need to move.
Oh no, he didn't bring the fucking gear.
Nope. So you gotta go eat some jambalaya. That sounds really good.
Take a nap.
Yep. Wrap it up.
Fucking nope.
I need to go get some gear.
No.
I was looking at Tony Burton's depositions yesterday.
Okay.
How the fuck?
What's in it? It's public record, isn't it? Is it not?
Yeah, it's public record. I just don't understand how these people got away with it. I screenshotted it.
What'd that dick say?
I mean, this is Tony Burton's deposition, right? And so I screenshotted it and sent it to some people. And it says, I'm reading it right here. It says,
right.
Who's your client that told you to send the tape? Mike Calta. A radio personality in Tampa? Yes. Why did you follow up with AJ Derilio at this point? Because my client asked me to make sure that he received the package.
Hmm.
Is it true that your client said there was a second DVD? Yes, I think he said that. Why would he say that? Because he was part of a radio war. Doesn't that pretty much show you who fucking sent the tape?
It does. By his own admission.
Yeah, by his own admission. After March 13th, what was the next conversation that you recall Mike Calta on the subject of Hulk Hogan's sex tape? On or around, no, March 13th. That's the day after the Dirty.com published the screenshot. On or around that date, he sent an email saying that there's a DVD that he'd like to get an address for. Are you saying Mike Calta sent you an email asking for an address? Yes, that's what I'm saying. Did Mike Calta know anything about a second DVD? Well, yes, that's who I had the conversation with. Like, what the fuck?
It's kind of damning, it sounds like.
That's his agent. Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
How's that guy the number one rated guy in Tampa, and I'm over here picking up fucking boiled peanut shells?
Boiled peanuts are gross.
I will tell you this. I gotta go. Do you know who really, 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 really did it? And talk about getting away scot fucking free.
Did you used to work here?
Hey, man.
Big dick. Man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I'm negative at every point.
Big dick.
That's Lummy's favorite guy.
Big dick is the one that fucking got it to Spice, that got it to Calta. Big dick.
Hmm.
And you wonder why I want to move to Warsaw, Indiana. Well, people judge me up there, too. You know they go, that's Bubba Love Sponge.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking...
What'd he do?
Oh, you didn't hear what he did?
No.
Did you Google
him? He let Hulk Hogan fuck his wife.
He what?
And he taped it. Then he tried to sell it.
Oh, you know, they were probably in on it, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're in on it.
Yeah.
They're so in on it that Bubba's broke living in a trailer, and Hogan's got
$55
million.
He still lives in a mansion.
He does?
Yeah. I saw him driving a Ferrari the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
Alive on YouTube? Oh,
he
Facebook.
Had some guy in the passenger seat, and they were just driving around.
Oh, wow. That's,
it was Bubba's. I knew it was Bubba's.
Well, if he's paying $500,000 for a Ferrari, well, then you know he's in on it, right?
Yeah, of course. He's rich.
Perfect. He's rich. Mm-hmm. Tyler, I'm sorry you're exposed to all this. I think perhaps I need to get rid of you.
Yep. Go talk to Tom Bean.
Hey, Tom. Anna, was my hug inappropriate?
No, I just feel like I'm going to sneeze again.